This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
When you look in your wallet, it's kind of fun those times where you find a commemorative coin, something that was decorated and designed for a particular purpose. And now you're going to be finding a new dollar coin with the Royal Australian Mint releasing the world's first donation dollar, a $1 coin that is designed specifically to be donated. The CEO of the Royal Australian Mint, Ross McDiarmid, joins us to talk about it. Ross, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Laura. Nice to talk to you.
Now, it's quite cool that you guys have decided to release this new donation dollar. Can you tell us what inspired its creation?
So about 3 or 4 years ago, Saatchi & Saatchi, the advertising agency, one of our colleagues here and our creative director had considered the idea. They, as I found out this morning, had also discussed it with some charity organisations, and between the three different groups, ours, Saatchi & Saatchi, and the charity community, they thought this was a great idea, and so it was... It was spawned way back then, and it's taken us to get to this point to finally have a coin in the marketplace.
And it's remarkable that when we see that coin pop up in our wallet, the intention is we then do donate it. We pass it forward. Why do you think that's something so needed in Australia right now?
So when we developed the idea, and we've really sort of progressed it to where we are today, the intent behind this was really to stimulate people to think about the idea of donating. And that still applies. So, you know, it is legal tender. People can hang on to it. They can use it for transacting as you normally would a dollar, or they can donate it. And our hope is that having this donation dollar, having the green in the center of this $1 coin, which is the first time we've put color onto a $1 coin, and the words "give to help others" will encourage people to make a donation. So it's very much about encouraging people to think about the whole idea of donating, and at a time like we are in now, after fires, floods, we haven't quite had famines yet, and COVID, we are certainly in need of helping people where we possibly can.
And that design you mentioned is very unique, with that sort of the green centre and then a gold sort of ripple design. What was the significance of that decision, that choice?
Sure. So the ripple design is all about trying to give a sense of, you know, something moving from the centre out into the broader community. So it's about really building this whole idea of a community approach. And so that green will be very distinctive. And when people receive that dollar in their change when they're shopping, they hopefully, on the basis of its distinctive characteristics of being green and the words being so powerful, will consider the option of actually donating it.
And being green and gold, it does kind of tap into the Australian identity. They're our colours. That's sort of the rallying cry. Do you think Australians will get behind the generous intent of it as well?
Yeah, I hadn't thought about the green and gold, but that's terrific. Look, I think on the basis of the research we've conducted prior to confirming this program, we found that 57% of people who we had communicated with and in the survey process had indicated that if they received this donation dollar, they would donate it. That's a significant part of the population. We also know that a substantial part of the population are very generous and donate anyway. So receiving this hopefully will provide some incremental benefit to the charity community who at the moment are doing it particularly tough.
It is such a good idea. So when will we see the coins start to hit circulation?
Well, they've gone out already. So we've got 3.5 million coins out in circulation. We are in planning for this year to produce around 6 million and possibly more. But over the next 2 to 3 years, we will produce around 25 million, one for every man, woman and child, so that every Australian has a chance to at least get one and to be able to consider the option of donating it. So progressively between now and Christmas, that 3.5, which will grow to around 4 million, by Christmas time will be out there in the marketplace, hopefully starting to do its work and circulating because people are actually donating it.
What a brilliant concept, Ross. Thank you so much for chatting with us about it.
Pleasure. Lovely to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Ross McDiarmid, the CEO of the Royal Australian Mint, will have to keep an eye out for that donation dollar and put it to some good use on Hope 103.2.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.